Talking about a person who's old, let's say in his 90s, but he's still able to cook and he can get around. Might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Can be useful.
He might be up.
I don't know, just able to take care of himself.
Have you ever heard anything like he's mighty spry, he's mighty pert, active, anything like that?
Pert. Mm-hmm.
Say if the children are out later than usual, the wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Mm-hmm. Or she wouldn't say she felt easy about it, she'd say she felt...
easy, I would say.
What would be the opposite of easy? Not easy, but...
hard.
Or un.
Huh? Okay.
If you put an un in front of easy, that would be...
oh, uneasy.
Okay. Alright, talk about a person, a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark. You say he's what in the dark?
Scared.
Yeah. And this phrase, actor, you might say, talking about a person who's afraid. Well, she's not afraid now, but she, in the past.
Was.
Or used.
Used to be.
Okay. Now, how about the negative of used to be? You had to put that in a negative way, like this, and using the word used to be. I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
never was.
Uh-huh. Or if you had to use the word used to be in that situation, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She you had to put a knot in there somewhere where she used to be. I don't understand why she's afraid now. She okay, let me suggest a couple. Would you say she didn't used to be afraid, she used not to be afraid, she used to didn't be afraid? Any of those? What about a person who leaves a lot of money out in plain sight and leaves his doors unlocked? You say he might...
careless.
Sure, okay. All right. We talked about this word before, but let me ask a question anyway. If I have a relative, say an aunt, there's nothing really wrong with it. Just every now and then she acts a little...
crazy.
Okay. Would you ever use the word queer there? Or do you ever hear people use it like that? Just to mean a little strange? To you, when you hear the word queer, what does it bring to mind?
Well, different. I mean, you know, different from everybody else.
Does it always imply homosexual? Not necessarily, but it could.
Yeah.
All right, somebody makes up his mind about something and just won't change it. You say he's mighty what?
Closed-minded.
You ever heard bullheaded or mule-headed?
Bullheaded.
Somebody just can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You say, boy, he's mighty.
High-tempered.
Okay. And talking about somebody who just lost his temper, you might say, well, I'm just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad
and... okay. And if you want to keep somebody from flying off the handle, he's about to lose his temper, you might tell him, well, now just...
calm down.
Okay, and that word calm, use another word right in front of it. Just calm.
Be calm.
Or keep
calm.
Okay. All right, say you've been working hard all day. At the end of the day, you say, boy, I sure am.
Tired.
Well, if it's really a...
exhausted.
Okay. Well, I'm just
worn out.
Say, if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, that's funny. I just saw him yesterday. When was it he
took ill?
Mm-hmm. Okay.